It's Stevie Wonder's birthday, and he's my favorite artist. San Francisco, damn!
Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Dee Dee LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Dee Dee Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your episode for Monday, May 13th, 2024. Welcome to the show, regular listeners, day ones, and new listeners. Thank you for coming by. And it's my custom, happy birthday to all of the birthday cheerings wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful birthday. So let's get right into it. This is my yearly show where I show a lot of love to my favorite artist and father figure, Mr. Stevelyn Morris Wonder. Also, I have a cat named Stevelyn Morris Wonderful Lee Cat. Well, all right, so it's going to be a little bit of an overshare. So if you don't like that kind of thing, bye. Ever since I was a little girl, I knew my father didn't love me. Love is an action verb, and behavior is a language. So my father basically, this happened a while ago, so I can't overshare this. My father basically abandoned 7 children after my mother was forced to divorce him. Now, what kind of guy would you have to be for a woman with 7 children to divorce you? I know, nervous laughter. Therapy works. Therapy works, guys. There is no daddy hole that needs to be filled, as far as I'm concerned, for me. Now, Stevie Wonder, the artist, filled the gap that my father left open. Now, fatherless girls of all races are very vulnerable. In fact, the most vulnerable people in America, from my POV, are fatherless black kids, okay? I get criticized by some black people because I come down hard on fatherlessness. When I say fatherlessness, I mean apathetic dudes that don't give a dang about their kids. And you could see their kids running the streets, carjacking, looting, dropping out of high school, acting like lunatics. And I am not a big fan of single mother culture. I've seen how it works. Okay, at my age, I've seen 3 fatherless generations. Okay, my people marry. There are some that don't and some that do. In a fatherless home, the girls need a man to turn to, which is why a lot of young fatherless girls are running the streets, having older boyfriends, getting pregnant, etc., etc. And it's okay that I am focusing on my POV. I notice that when I talk about fatherlessness, a lot of people like to pop up to protect black males or to say, well, our culture has fatherlessness. This is not oppressive Olympics, okay? This is not a race to the bottom. These are facts. 7 out of 10 black American homes are ran by the moms. Did you hear me? 7 out of 10. 75% of black kids today are born outside of wedlock, so the folks ain't getting married. All right. But back then, the fatherless epidemic wasn't so hardcore, but we lived in an enclave in Wisconsin with divorcees. And I got to tell you, I watched tragedies happen when I was a girl, like without having fathers. A house without a dad is, to me, it's a tragedy. This is my opinions, which is why I'm so happy I became attached to Stevie Wonder. I was the biggest Stevie Wonder fan in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, because I couldn't pick up the phone or call my dad. He was completely emotionally, physically, and financially unavailable. And I give myself credit. As a girl, I didn't blame me or my mom for the reason that my dad checked out, because I was reading off curriculum, all the books I was reading, especially Mad Magazine. They showed you that divorced dads were participating in parenthood. So I knew there was something off with my dad. I didn't blame my mother. And my mother didn't sit around dissing our father. She kept a dignified silence. So where does Stevie Wonder come into this whole show? He was my father figure. Girls need to be able to talk to a man that they know loves and cares about them. It would have been better to talk to my father. It's a disadvantage to be fatherless. I've seen it reflected in the culture. It's a disability. This is a strong, it is a disability to be fatherlessness. Now, a child is like a plant, all right? The mom is the earth. The mom is the earth. And it's a plant. Now, plants need sunshine and rain. It needs those three things. One could get by with just the earth and the sun. Okay? Now, but what do you call a plant that doesn't get water? That's called a cactus. It's a cactus. Okay? A cactus is tender on the inside and prickly on the outside. That's my analogy. That's my analogy. I was really in love with Stevie Wonder. So instead of running the streets, I would listen to Stevie Wonder records. Instead of having little boyfriends and having sex, I was a virgin all through high school. I really do believe I was the biggest Stevie Wonder fan in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So much so that after I went over to my dad's house. I had a chaperone back in the day. Kids had to be chaperoned. We weren't allowed to run the street. So I told my mother, I want to go by daddy's house. So a lot of men are like cuckoo birds. They will drop their eggs and then leave them. Do you guys know about the cuckoo birds? They're parasitic brood parasites. So my father lived in the neighborhood, but he never came by. And I talked to other people. Apparently that's common. So I went to my dad's house. I was about 12 or 13. Very precocious. I'd been skipped from 4th to 6th grade at that time. Very well-read, kind of snobby, art snobby little child. You know, young kids think they're smarter than adults. And I went to my dad's house. My older sister, Linda, may she rest in paradise, she was my chaperone. So she waited down on the sidewalk. I walked up and I told my father, why aren't you like parenting? Why aren't you participating? Why don't you come by? Why don't you call us? You're not acting right. I was like scolding him. I was scolding my father for his lack of love. Guys, my father told my sister, he said, you better get Dee Dee out of here before I call the police. Before I call the police on her, get out of here. My own father. So I went home and played a Stevie Wonder record. And he was coming to town. Later on, he was coming to town. Now, being a fatherless girl, I'm trying not to reveal everything. I'm thinking about my mother. She's been deceased since 2008. But she was a very private person. Don't be telling everybody our business. Don't tell people my business. But I was working when I was 10 and a half. I had a paper route, and then after that, every year I worked an after-school job. So although money was tight, I had money in my own pocket. So that gave me some power and independence. I had all the Stevie Wonder records a girl could have, Stevie Wonder t-shirts, Stevie Wonder posters. I had everything Stevie Wonder that I paid for myself. So Stevie was coming to town and I bought the ticket, but I had to buy two tickets. Why, guys? Had to have a chaperone. It ended up being my eldest sister. So we were way up top and I had on this dress. I was working at a department store at this time. Actually looked like a model. Nobody in my family told me I was beautiful. Probably was for the best. I was very thin. And I think it was a Milwaukee auditorium. We were way up top. And by then, my Stevie Wonder love was at a fever pitch. I was just like, every day I'm listening to his music. Stevie. Photos in a locker, t-shirts every day. Stevie. I had forgotten about my dad at that time after he hurt me when I went to his house. And the Commodores opened up for Stevie. And that was when he was famously late because he's blind and he's on his own clock. I mean, can you imagine? You're not looking at daylight. You're like, you're on your own time frame. So he would famously always be late at his concerts. So we're sitting there like good Midwestern sheep, maybe about 45 minutes or an hour. We're Midwestern people just sitting there. And then here comes the music. You could hear his voice and then the lights pop up. And I felt like a magnet was drawing me down to the stage. I was drawn. I told my sister, I said, I'm going down. She's like, She was a bit of a bully. Fat, Lord. So I went down. It's about three stories up. And I crawled on the stage. I looked about 11 or 12. Very, like I said, very thin, big, gigantic, lopsided afro, geeky glasses. And I had like a Nancy Drew style tape recorder. So I sat at the feet of Stevie Wonder for a song or two. He had on shoes that were red and black stacked heel Stacy Adams. And that was back in the day, guys, where security guards, they looked at me like, all right, this little girl's going to sit for a little bit. So, and I remember I sat at his feet with the microphone holding it up, and I turned around and I looked. I'm turning around as I'm recording this, and I saw all these people, and it was just like this energy force came into my body. That was my stage debut. That's how much I loved Stevie then. I love Stevie now just as much. What I most love about him is that I think he's like the God of love. Every fourth word in his songs is love. And he has been consistent for over 60 years singing about love, being the patriarch of Black American art. He is that uncle who goes to every funeral. He's playing piano at all the funerals. Have you guys seen his eulogy for Michael Jackson? He's a loyal friend. He's got 9 kids. You know what he says about his kids? He says, I don't just give my kids money. I give them me. I talk to my kids about it. Everything. And he's currently married. I understand he's a citizen of Ghana. He was talking about Americans' issues were too much for him. And it's his perspective. Gotta respect it. So now he lives as a citizen of Ghana, which is in Africa. I saw that on Twitter. This woman, a writer, she said, oh yeah, Stevie's in Ghana now. And he had been talking about it. So guys, long story short, I love Stevie Wonder more than I can say. Fathers matter. And be careful the music that your children are listening to, because I'm a Stevie Wonder fangirl as a middle-aged woman. If I'd been listening to nasty rap, talking about sex, weed, drugs, getting high, hair weaves, BBL, and filler, you wouldn't be listening to me talk right now. Again, this is your show for Monday, May 13th, 2024. Happy birthday to all of my birthday children around the world, especially Mr. Stevie Wonder. I love you more than I can say. Thank you everyone for listening. I love you. I appreciate you. I am Dee Dee Dam. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.